Welcome to Time for Brunch, where every step forward is a leap in personal growth.
Whether you're a runner, a walker, or embarking on a journey of movement, this is your haven.
Join us for energizing conversations filled with laughter, motivation, and insights that empower and connect.
Get ready for an inspirational brunch that ignites your journey of growth.
Let's move, groove, and shine together.
Hello, friends. It's Coach Shelby and Coach Christine coming at you with a hot cup of coffee on Time for Brunch, because that's where we are and that's who we are. So we have gotten a lot of DMs sliding in. I feel like every time I say that, somebody thinks it's an eggplant pick, you know, like sliding into your DMs. But these are the good sliding into DMs.
Okay.
I don't know. Any hoosers, we figured it was about time to give you all an update and let you know what has been going on behind the scenes at the brunch table. And what better way to do it than to episode, podcast, record, whatever you want to call it. So, hi, Christine. How have you been? Not that I don't know, because we've been messaging, but how are you?
I've been good. It's been an interesting year so far. And I know that folks have been hearing lots of different changes. And again, like you mentioned, we've both been receiving some questions. And I think we should say we always intended to address the questions and the changes. And we have been in the newsletter chatting about them some, and there was always a podcast episode that was going to be recorded. So this isn't being recorded just because people have been asking us questions.
Right.
It's just a timing wise in terms of when things happen in real time versus what we already have in production versus what's going on in our day-to-day lives may not allow for the recording. So right here and now, we are here, friends, with the podcast that we would love you guys to tune into and listen fully engaged with your heart open about the changes and what is coming up for us as we continue to delve a little bit into that. So, Coach, do you want to get into the questions maybe that's been hot and heavy for you from folks?
Yes, I have been in the witness protection program. No, I'm just kidding. I think right out of the gate, the funniest one is everybody asking, did we break up? Which I love that everybody really does view us like we were a couple.
We are a couple.
We are a couple.
Yeah.
We're, it's a throuple.
Yeah.
When there's other people involved or a couple.
I think that that actually is a great segue as to kind of the changes that we're making. But yeah, I know. So I do think that we're a couple.
Wouldn't say we broke up. I think that's a little too like dramatic.
We're opening our relationship up.
Yeah, we are exploring polygamy. Right. But no, so while yes, you obviously have noticed that I have not been on the Outward Facing podcast as much. I'm still on all the podcasts in our training group, and we've obviously been communicating behind the scenes. But yes, another question is, this is going to be a little bit more of the new norm. While I still will be popping in and out from time to time, as far as this current podcast for Time for Brunch, I will be stepping away from the mic a little bit, and it's okay. We love each other. There is absolutely no drama, which was the second question. I feel like I got a lot. Like, what happened? What's the drama? And there is no drama. We are purely, I guess the best way to say it, is practicing what we preach of letting ourselves explore different things, different avenues, and always being true to who we are. So we can elaborate more on that, but I think right out of the gate, that's another important elephant in the room. It's not like we had this big fight. I mean, again, we live hours and hours apart, so it's not like we ran into each other at Publix and started a fist fight. Like, it's not that drama-filled, people.
So I do think we should talk a little bit more about it, though, like what precipitated the changes and why there is an evolution of brunch. So, and what you're doing, because you're not at brunch as often. So is it because you're hanging out with the dinner crew, or what's going on there?
Listen, I wanted the sweet crowd back and Christine wouldn't give it up. So maybe we did have fights over that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, it's really one of those things. Again, like our running, like our lives, like our workouts, and like we've talked about before, I think during different times of our lives, we have different interests that we want to go through, different things that affect what we want to do carrying forward. And it's been no secret that I am a mom. I love being a mom. I've always loved being a mom. And while I love running and love everything about running, and it's given me so much, I've been wanting to expand a little bit more into helping moms. And that is in no way trying to alienate everybody who's not a mom. I have clients that are not moms, love them dearly, still working with them. But I am a mom's mom. And it's one of those to where brunch, we started it, and it was never about a singular group as far as moms, non-moms, dads, non-dads. It was always about runners. Right. And as you've seen, you've been bringing on so many incredible guests that may run, may not run, may have different things. And that's wonderful. I just wanted to be able to speak more directly to moms. And that's not something that really fit brunch. And I think that's fair to say that only mom content isn't what brunch was meant for, wasn't what it was born with. And just something to maybe have a different portion of the internet for.
So I think that what I'm hearing, and I want to just clarify for folks, is that we are evolving brunch. So it's not going to be what it sounded like originally. And while we made it quite clear that we wanted it to be a place for walkers, runners, movers, and shakers, there is going to be more of a focus on the movers and shakers with a lot of fun running interspersed in between, because it is, and I've talked to Coach Shelby off of the mic, I feel like running is such an incredible, integral part of who I am and who I identify with that I don't know how to life without running. And so it's always going to be a part of brunch, but realistically, I also know that I love so many more things beyond that. And I think both of us are very much of the same mindset where we want folks to just move and feel good in their bodies. But we also want people to feel like they are pursuing their authentic goals, their authentic selves, and moving in that pathway. And realistically, in the part of brunch that was so beautiful is that with us being partners, we were able to volley back and forth a lot of questions to each other. And I think in that process, we both realized that there's a lot of other things that we love to do business-wise that we weren't able to focus on with brunch being our primary, and especially with the pace of episodes that we're pushing out twice a week, with our episodes that we do for our private athletes and our TFB training, our other things that we do, it was just really grueling to be able to push out the content that we wanted to explore and still move brunch forward at the same time. So I won't say that it's, I think what it looks like is that we love you guys. We will always love you
very
guys.
Very much so.
We want to continue serving you all. We want to also, though, bring on and live and lead in a way that's more authentic to what our day-to-day lives look like. So for you, Shelby, mom is like completely part of your everyday life. So seeing you lean into that mom life has been so exciting. And I know you've had lots of positive feedback on it. And it's great for folks to know that they can turn to you for a lot of wisdom and a lot of insights, and also that relatability of, hey, ish gets hard. And this is, you know, this is where I'm at with those kind of things. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what you're doing.
Well, before we talk about me, because, you know, this is us. Yes. I would like to say, you said that beautifully with the way brunch is evolving. And I think that's an important portion that I want to call out, is why Christine is staying more in the time for brunch realm. We both felt, and I think that's safe to say, we both felt that where she is going to be bringing the content and bringing the guests was more authentic to what Time for Brunch has stood for and the community. And the last thing we wanted to do was leave the community in dire straits or dissipating altogether. And it made the most sense that Christine stay with brunch as a whole and bring different and new content with the running, with all of the wonderful people she has brought on. And that way, it also gave the community the best chance to still receive what they have with that elevation. So it was definitely a talked about behind the scenes of what it would look like for the community and how to best serve the new iterations as well as the current infrastructure. So just wanted to sidebar that. It's not like, again, we like drew a name out of a hat and it was random, like, who gets brunch? Because listen, I am still Captain Savory. I will always remain with that crown.
No one will ever be able to take that from you. There's no doubt about it. So we're not at all concerned that seat will ever be filled. Because while we continue to pull up seats for more people at the brunch table, which was really, I think, our vision from the get-go, It may sound a little different to folks because we're bringing in folks outside of the realm of running. But yes, it was always the intention to bring more seats to the table, but you will always lead Team Savory, friend. There is no doubt about that.
Bagels for all.
Yeah. You'll have many folks over on your table. There's no doubt about it. So what is Shelby doing?
So Shelby is, obviously, if you follow my personal page on social media, you see that I have renamed Mom Life Schmidt, as well as launched my new site, momlifeschmidt.com. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's for moms. It's for the life we lead and all the other Schmidt that comes with it. Because if you are listening and are a parent of any stage in life, you know that momming is not linear. Just when you think you have it figured out, you get a cup thrown at you or a curveball or some bodily fluid that we don't need to discuss. And it's a lot of extra Schmidt that we carry. And yes, it is totally intentional to use my last name instead of the four-letter word alternative because hashtag keeping it clean. Yeah. It's for moms.
Yeah.
And we always have little ears around.
Right.
So I am going to be sharing more mom content, not only for our own personal growth, personal health, both physically and mentally, but also the extras that, hey, in order to self-care for ourselves, we do need to figure out what to do with the tiny humans. And so there's going to be a lot of different ideas on ways to get them moving, craft ideas, activity ideas, and just the relatability that we all need. Like, we love our kids. We know we love our kids. It also doesn't mean that we don't want to run away screaming at least 15 times a day. We shouldn't do that. But we need the tools to make it just that little bit easier to enjoy our day to day and not feel so bogged down by the big responsibility we ultimately do have of keeping said tiny human happy most of the time, healthy, and, you know, thriving, hopefully.
So the next question, Shelby, is how are you guys? Which I feel like what you just discussed leads right into it. So how are we doing as people, not just as the folks that hopefully you guys have come to love on the microphone and in your ears as you're getting out there and moving and grooving. I think I want to go ahead and address that.
And I All think right, I can you start.
Speak for us, I can speak for us both that we are ecstatic because we feel like we're living very authentically in what we want to do. And we are scared Schmidtless because it is so scary with making changes. How will it be received? What's next? What does the iteration look like? So there's not a day that goes by for me, I'm going to say this for me personally, that I am not scared, that I don't have a bit of fear, and that I wonder if this is in any way, shape, or form, like, should I just hang up my hat, hang up my microphone, go back to doing my long runs and that 9-to-5 type of life? And I think that every single day, there's always a new challenge. And that is also part of what makes it so exciting. So I am ecstatic to kind of really be leaning more into my health coaching and the life coaching with folks, being able to help them look at changing that mindset to level up their performance, whether it's sports performance or if it's that performance for their career or maybe even pursuing their own big audacious scared Schmidtless goals of their own. So there's been a lot of excitement in that for me. I think you feel the same way. And I think that's why we have all loved seeing your social media account, because I feel like it's so authentic to who you are.
I think that's a great way to describe a lot of it. And while we are peaches and sunshine and sparkles and happy coffee lovers, this has been really hard. And I think we also need to address that. Like, it's not like we both just woke up one day and decide out of the blue, this sounds like a great idea. We're just going to segue out of our partnership. This is after a lot of discussions, at least on my end, a lot of tears, because one thing we both can agree on is there's so much respect and so much love for each other. Like, even as we're exploring these new avenues, it's not like we stopped talking. We still are internally messaging. I'll have her look over stuff that I'm doing, be like, hey, does this make sense? Do you like it? And get that input.
Yeah.
So it's hard because there is so much love and respect. And I've often joked, and it'd be a lot easier, I think, if we hated each other.
I don't think so. She does not think so. We will disagree on that. I don't believe so. I think that having hate would make it much harder. I think what it really comes down to is that, yes, there was an evolution of our business relationship, but it was precipitated by an evolution of our personal growth throughout being entrepreneurs. So it's been, again, exciting, scary, a lot of conversation. I won't call it drama and I won't call it disputes, but definitely there was a lot of conversation before we came to this conclusion. So
there was a lot of troubleshooting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing we've given ourselves permission of is we tried troubleshooting. We tried this. We tried that to see, okay, again, where can we do this? Where can we push? Where can we pull? And I think, again, being authentic to ourselves and realizing that the little bit of difference and the little bit of space is how we are going to continue our journey in the healthiest and most loving way possible. And again, it's...
Shelby, that sounds exactly like a breakup for the record. Like, everybody really? Is listening is like, yes, that's like... We're going to take some time.
I don't think it's a breakup. I think that, well, I mean, I can see that, but I don't know.
I think it's just fair to say that it's not, it is going to be different. And if folks want to see that as being that we have, I will say that we've added to versus we've broken apart.
But if we broke up, I wouldn't be talking to you. I don't keep in touch with any of my exes, for the record.
You don't?
Well, I mean, also, I've been with my husband since I was 16, but no, I have no contact with any of my exes.
Oh, my goodness. I still talk to my, like, middle school first boyfriend ever. I talk to all of my exes. All of them.
I love that for you.
Yeah. Not, like, every day in my life, but yes, I usually walk away and still hold on to some really great, strong friendships with them. So, but
my phone still dings and they're like, is that Christine? Like, that you're still a name in my household. So no.
Same. I mean, again, same. Like, I think that's what it comes down to, right? So, like, for folks that will be with us for Run Disney weekends, we're still going to be at the Run Disney weekends together. We're still going to share the mic externally for Time for Brunch. We do spend more time together, though, on the internal for TFB training and working with our athletes with them in terms of our conversations. But still, there is a lot of friendly, just regular day-to-day conversation that's always been part. Actually, I feel like there's an excitement to that aspect as well, where now we can actually talk to each other more as friends versus just what we need from each other from a business perspective in terms of deliverables.
So that's fair.
Yeah, I think that's been exciting as well, where we could actually now spend more time just keeping in touch because we care about each other versus actually needing something from the other for business. Because for a while there, especially, and I mentioned it in the newsletter and I'll say it again, we were working at a pretty grueling, punishing pace. And I do believe that a lot of that was self-imposed. I'm looking at myself here, but a lot of it was because we really did love what love what we do. There's no doubt about it. It was super exciting. It also started to get to the point though, where it was like constant need from each other to have different things delivered. And it was just, we didn't have time to be Christine and Shelby.
And I don't think people realize how much goes in the back end, which I mean is good in a way because we make it look so easy.
Yeah.
But again, this is our full-time jobs. It's not like this is our side chick.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a lot. No matter how much we love each other, how much respect we have each other, it's a lot. It's like any other work. It is work and things that you have to commit to.
So what we want to now ask is, how are you guys doing? What are you excited to learn more about? What are you excited to kind of ask either of us? Because we both welcome you to reach out to us at info@timeforbrunch.com, or you can slide into our DMs or send us texts. However you usually communicate with us, please feel free to do so. The door is truly open to hear your thoughts, to hear your feedback. But we also want to make sure that you guys maybe start doing a little bit of an audit yourself, because I think that's what we did. We did some self audits. We did an audit of the business. We did an audit of ourselves. And we started to ask ourselves, is this keeping us back from where our hearts are really pushing us toward? And if the answer is yes, we're going to ask you to maybe consider being brave, being courageous, and also taking those big leaps of faith and working towards making your life look like what you want it to be. And I think that's really what it comes down to, that we are truly practicing what we preach. So if this is a little bit of a shakeup, we're at still the beginning of the year, maybe it hasn't gone the way that you wanted it to so far. Maybe you are thinking of what's next for me. What does my life look like? How am I going to live without having Shelby and Christine every single week, twice a week in my ear? Then you can reach out to us and we can tell you maybe some different ways of approaching it, or how to see these changes and challenges in a really positive light for you.
Yeah. And again, we obviously are still talking. So if you can reach me still at the info@timeforbrunch.com, you can reach me at my new email, info@momlifeschmidt.com. But again,
Why don't you tell folks where they can find you on your website and your Instagram and your TikTok? Because I think you're doing all the things.
I'm still trying with the TikTok, man. I don't know if it's ever going to fully be my jam, but all the youngins are on there. I sound like such a grandma. I'm okay with that, though. So my Instagram is @MomLifeSchmidt. My website is MomLifeSchmidt.com. And my info@MomLifeSchmidt.com is my email. But again, we're still having our TFB training together. We still have all of those resources. So if you're still interested in that, you can contact us and we can easily get you in with a spot if it's available. If you're interested in some mom coaching, that's a little bit more of my realm and leaning into that. But if you have big audacious goals, Christine is your gal and she is ready to have you level up. So again, we're always rooting for each other. Always sharing the love, sharing the sparkles, but she gets the donut, I get the bagel, and that some things will just never change.
That's for sure, but we'll always still share sprinkles and toppings, right?
Like, oh, absolutely.
I don't know if you and want coffee. Sprinkles on your bagel, but that will be
I'd put sprinkles on my coffee. That could actually be a really cool science experiment.
That would be. Or maybe a kid craft science experiment for that mom life Schmidt. That's a whole lot, girl.
That's a whole lot.
All right. With that said, friends, we are so grateful to have you here with us. And again, for your support and for your concern. So do reach out. We can't wait to talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining Time for Brunch. If today's conversation sparked your interest, be sure to join our supportive online community.
Don't forget to sign up for our weekly newsletters to keep the inspiration flowing.
It's packed with insights, stories, and tips to fuel your journey of growth.
Follow us, subscribe, and stay connected. Until next time, keep smiling and let your journey shine.